Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. My name is Jasmine. How may I help you?
Yeah, I am confused. I did a while back. I responded to your order for doing extra issues at a discounted price, and I got a receipt saying that I would be doing that with zero shipping and handling, and I just received the notification saying that I was getting the issues, but my bank says that you guys charge me for shipping and handling, so I need to figure out what to do.
Okay. The pricing, I do believe that it still contains shipping and handling. I'm not aware of the offer, if they have free shipping, but I can check and see.
You guys, please.
Okay. Do you have your account number, please?
Looks like it's 3465-3370-001.
Thank you. What's the name and the address, please?
Guy McCreary, 67 Northeast Meikle Place, Meikle Place in Portland, Oregon.
Okay. Let's see. Okay, I'm just waiting for your account to pull up, and I'll check and see what the load up offers are. Okay, so all of these offers have shipping. The offers that are currently available have shipping on them, and that's included. Basically, what they do is the price of the item they give you, depending on what number of issues you get, then you get a 18% discount from that item. So it works out to be, say, if you get 24 issues, then the total price ends up being $894. And that includes the actual merchandise and the shipping costs of it. All of it is just reduced because for the DB5, it's $13.35 per issue, and that includes shipping. So they're basically giving it to you at a discount.
I understand you're saying that, but unfortunately, I don't like to be the bad guy here. But I have to be. I have a receipt from you folks, an email receipt, saying that I would be getting 8 items at at $10.36 plus $0 shipping and handling and applicable tax.
That's what it is. That's what it works out to be. So you're getting charged $10.36, and the shipment total is $102.48.
Well, this one says the shipping total is $82.88.
Okay.
If we need to push this up to the next level, let's please do so. I don't want to hassle you, ma'am.
Okay. Well, let's see here. Your amount that you were charged was $102.48. I'm looking at your account right now. So you weren't charged. So
$82.88, which is what this receipt says.
Okay. No, it is the amount. If you add those, the amount that was quoted together, the charge is $102.48. The cost of the actual items themselves are $82.88. They're not charging you any additional shipping and handling other than what is applied to the issue. So that is the amount, and that would not be overridden because you're already getting it at a discount.
You just said you're billing me for $102.
$102.48. That is the cost for the 5% off.
I understand, ma'am. I need you to push it up to whoever your supervisor is, please.
I am the supervisor, and I'm advising you that is what the cost is, and it's not going to be overridden.
I'm looking at the receipt, ma'am. I'm looking at a customer service receipt from a gentleman named Robert Watkin saying that I'm not going to pay $0, that I'm going to pay $0 in shipping and handling.
Okay. The pricing from home office would be over that is $102.48. Shipping and handling is still applied to the account, to the order, but it basically is reduced because of the 5% discount for those items. So that is the pricing that the home office has sent. We are not able to override it.
So should I call during business hours for them then?
Home office, there is not a phone number for home office. You have to speak to one of the supervisors, and we are not able to override what home office sends over as far as pricing, especially on discounted items, like
and
what they said.
And how come I got this receipt saying that I'm not paying shipping and handling, ma'am?
Okay. Well, I'm not sure what, as far as if they maybe sent out an error, this is what they have in the system set as the price, so we're not able to override that. If you got something else as far as what they were saying or a price that they were quoting, then if you will send a screenshot of that email into customer service email and put in it. Okay. So when
did
you send
that
email in?
Last Monday, I want to say. And I was just hoping that everything would go right.
Okay, so let me see here. If that is the case, then they would have sent it over to my email as far as for that. So
let me find the actual.
Okay. So I did actually send this over to home office for them to review. They did advise me on this, that is what the actual shipping cost is. So that's what the thing is. So let me see here. Well, I can find your email.
I really don't want to be the bad guy, ma'am. I'm like, if they're going to say one thing, then they should own up to it.
Okay, so let's see here. Okay, so let's see here. Okay, well, I will send this over to home office and let them see what they sent out. They advised me when I did that, and I believe, let's see here, that's what they advised me, but I'll go ahead and send them over the email and see if they say anything else. Otherwise, we're not able to override anything else. Okay.
I have to be pushy on this one because they sent me stuff. It's not your guys' fault, so please do.
Okay. Is there anything else I can help you with?
No, ma'am. Thank you for your patience.
Okay, and thank you for calling Eagle Moss. Have a good night.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay.